Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, it is 9:40 on this Thursday morning. Summer is here, allegedly. I mean, it hasn't been real warm for real long, but it is summer. The days are getting longer, and that means that there's lots of fun things to do around town, especially at the Wrigley Center. Larry Jones and Darren Lee, both here to tell us all about it. Larry, good morning.
Good morning,
Paul. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paul.
How's everything at the Wrigley? What's going on? What's the latest and greatest? Give us all the hot gossip over
there.
Well,
it's kind of hard to start out, you know. I mean, the Wrigley Center is kind of becoming what we originally designed, you know, back here a couple of years ago. We set up with a lot of people's help, and we wanted something really good. You know, the county... I always go back to refer to Jeff Bohm, you know, he had a dream, and he spread that dream amongst lots of people to get lots of people excited to make it happen. And the Wrigley Center is finally becoming just that. You know, we have food in there, we have entertainment, you know, we got a really good DJ, we're getting a lot of a younger group, you know, that is dancing on Saturday nights, and there's just things for them to do. You know, we're putting together a list of non-alcoholic drinks, because you know you don't have to come there to get in trouble. You know, you're coming there for a good time. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're hoping. We have some new food people come in. I'll let Darren talk about that, but it's just we met a young lady and her friends that her and her parents had just moved here, and she said when she was moving here, she's 22, and she's like, you know, there's not going to be anything to do in Port Huron from where they were moving to. And she says her and her friends come there every weekend. They absolutely love it. And her friends were from Macomb, you know, so that is where, you know, what we want is we keep adding things, you know, as far as in the laundry room and the we added some new tables, some bars across the garage doors so that we can open the garage doors while people are shooting pool. And, I could just go on and on, but it's just, it's people are just loving it. We're getting very crowded, you know, on the weekends, people coming in and enjoying it. So,
well, Darren, what do you say when somebody says there's nothing to do in Port Huron?
Oh, I got plenty to do for you in Port Huron. Believe me, that's... if you look around the place, it's constantly developing. It's changing every single time you walk in the building, and that's due to Larry Jones's wonderful imagination. We've opened up several different things in the Wrigley Center that give people things to do. The laundry room, it's a beautiful little speakeasy. We just added some VIP rooms so that you can go in there and rent them out for birthdays and special occasions, sales meetings. But it takes you... back into the 1920s, as if you were in a place that were like that, and it just really is. It's a nice atmosphere. People really enjoy it. We actually put in a restroom in there because that was everybody's big request and only complaint, so we solved that. The Wrigley Center itself, though, is just literally a family fun center. There is something to do for everybody. We've got our arcade. We've got the folding center is usually packed with people having fun throwing footballs at bowling pins.
Why not?
Don't ask me. I just it works. People like it. Yeah. And I enjoy watching them do it. We've had comedy shows there recently. There's definitely something to do. Every time I do one of these comedy shows, they're sold out. This Friday and every Friday, we have live entertainment. We've got Dusk Till Dawn, which is a local band here. We have Heather and the Heathens, I think, the following week. So every Friday there's something to do. And then we have DJ Rich Tolles every Saturday night, which is much more of the younger group, the 21 to 40 age, I think. And that's, I say younger, I'm just over 40, really.
Sure. as are we all, right? Exactly.
Yes, and our food court's developing something really nice. And then we're getting ready to tackle opening up Port Steak and Seafood.
Yeah, I want to hear all about that because I've been hearing little bits and pieces about it. It sounds pretty nice.
It really is. It's as far as design goes, it's beautiful. It's probably going to be the best outside seating deck anywhere in St. Clair County, to be honest with you. And that's just my opinion. And well, it means a lot to me. I can't wait to get the place open. I mean, we're edging towards it every day.
All right. Wait, do you have a date yet, or an approximate date for opening of that?
Larry, do we have an approximate date for opening
that?
You
know, we're looking at, you know, we had with all these shipping delays and that, we have got some delays in some furniture. We're winding up doing some substitutions and stuff for now. But yeah, we're looking to be open here by the 1st of July. I'd like to do it sooner than that. I keep telling Darren, you know, hey, can we open this Saturday? And he just laughs. He doesn't reply. He just laughs. But, you know, we still got, but then he looks at me and he's like, well, do you have my glass storage built yet? Well, do you have my wine, you know, storage cooler built yet? And I'm like, well, but, you know, like we keep getting close. You know, like even this morning, I got to thank my wife, Tracy. Everybody knows Tracy and loves Tracy, but she made me get up early this morning so she could cut my hair so I would look good for the radio.
You and look great on the radio.
Dear, if you see me right now.
Larry has the perfect face for radio.
So Darren, what's this the restaurant going to be like? Is it like a high-end steakhouse kind of restaurant?
It is. It's going to be an upper-end steakhouse. We're going to offer high-end quality dishes to people, but it's going to be more of a casual atmosphere. I'm not going to go for the whole tuxedo service type thing that I've done in my past. We're going to go for something that's a little bit more casual, something that fits the surrounding community and the attitude of restaurants today. It's not a lot of places you have to put on a suit, tie, and a jacket to go to anymore.
No, especially summertime in Port Huron. And you know, there's a lot of shorts in Port Huron.
I expect to see shorts, tennis shoes, a lot of boaters coming in. We're looking forward to Boat Week, and hopefully we'll be open before Boat Week gets started. That is the goal.
And that's going to be upstairs. Is that, and now,
yes, sir.
You mentioned rooftop, which is great for this month and next month and the month after that, and then it starts to get cold, so you're going to move inside after that?
Absolutely, and I've got 120 seats inside to seat people, to greet people, and to fill them up with the best food they've ever had. So
I think that's what people who haven't been to the Wrigley Center may not realize, Larry, is how many nooks and crannies you've got in that building.
Well, and that's true. Not only the Wrigley Center, but everything that's surrounding us. You know, now the Vintage has changed hands, and they're doing a great job. But we have this, you know, food court in our downtown. You know, we have that, like what Mr. Snyder, you know, Governor Snyder back in 2016 said, you know, you build that core. So now people can actually come to the downtown. They can walk by the marina. They can see the boats. They have a variety of all kinds of food. You know, we've got a, you know, we've got a pierogi place coming into the Wrigley Center. We've got another hot dog, Polish sausage coming in. You know, we have, but there's we got barbecue across the street. You know, we have Mexican up the street. We have, you know, we have Irish food. We have, you know, it's like,
and don't forget, we just opened our own pizzeria. We've got DB Harrington's Pizza as well. So that's something that
there's so many things people can. They have a variety of, you know, so they can just come downtown. They know that there's some place they can eat different each week. There's entertainment. There's just so many, like, you know, my daughter even made this statement that they can come down here. Their kids are old enough that they can enjoy the arcade. They can buy them a hot dog or a pizza because they don't appreciate a really nice dinner. Her and her husband can go up and have a really nice dinner at Port Steak and Seafood while the kids, and then they get back together. It's not like they have to leave them at home because they want to go to a nice dinner. Mm-hmm. There's a place in the same building where they can do both.
And there's so much to do in that building, too. When I first walked into that building, my first impression was literally, the only thing that came to my mind was, wow, I could not believe what I was standing in and where it was located at. Something that I would have expected to find in Chicago or New York or Miami or L.A. Or it's just really, really a cool, cool building. And it's great to walk in there and see people playing cornhole. We do that. We offer that for free. People can just come in and hang out. The billiards room is coming along great. We've got a championship snooker table in there that's 6x12. So, folks, if you've never seen one, it's just something to look at all by itself, and to play it, that's a whole different story.
Up and running 7 days a week, are you?
Yep, seven days a all week. Right. And it's just, we can't stress enough that there's so many things for you know, young folks to do, families to do, be together as families and enjoy, you know, just enjoy the downtown.
All right. And there are portions of the building that are only open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, like the laundry room. Mm-hmm. But that will expand as time goes on, as we start developing the property more and getting more people in and more people interested. We'll give much more back to the people that come in and enjoy it.
All right.
Well, guys. In the team building, you know, it's like we've had, you know, we've had companies come in, banks bring their folks in, but they can come in and do foaling, you know, have some refreshments or pizza or hamburger, and to be able to be together as a team. And I know me and Trace, when we were designing this back in 2019, we were up at Best Buy and we were talking to some of the young people, and we had every one of the workers over, and that's what they said, you know, is like, you know, they like to do team building because it builds a better work staff and everybody works together. And so if they have someplace and they'd have to drive all the way to Detroit to be able to be together and do something. And so to be able to come to Port Huron, you know, we've had big groups where they've actually done the golf simulator, the arcade, the foaling, and, you know, and so they're large enough that the groups go here and there. But to be able to have that opportunity to do team building, you know, events is really good for our businesses in town also.
It is.
What's the mood like downtown these days? I mean, is there, among the business owners, pretty good camaraderie going?
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yes, Lisa DeLong, you know, with has really, you know, put things together. And then, you know, even the Art Hop, you know, went from Art Hop. Now it's going into the Art,
sure,
you know, Port Huron Art Prize, a miniature of Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
And, you know, so all those kind of things are really good for Port Huron.
Yeah.
No, and it is a very welcoming community business-wise. It really is. Everybody I've met here has extended their hand in friendship, offered to help put people in my business and put people in everybody else's, and I'm willing to do the same because that is the way it's supposed to work.
Absolutely. Well, we're happy to have you as part of the WPHM Business Network as well, and appreciate you coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you. There's another, you know, another avenue that is making, because people want Port Huron to grow.
Sure.
And, you know, you start out at the core and you work out, and then that changes people's attitude, changes their livelihood, their family life, and their incomes eventually, and everything.
If people want to know what's going on at the Wrigley Center, obviously walking through the doors is probably the best way to find out, but you've got a Facebook page, you have a website. What's the best way for people to connect with you?
I would say probably our website, and then our Facebook on top of that. Then I've got a Facebook for the laundry room. I've got Facebook for the Colony Bar. The Wrigley Center has its own Facebook as well. But you can find all of our pertinent information and everything that's up and coming shows and the different things that we have going on, and the opening of Port Steak and Seafood. That'll be announced through through the website, thewrigleycenter.com.
All right.
But the best way is to come down and look around. We had two sisters in that we showed them the laundry room and that. They were in, I think it was Monday. Monday's free game night. And they were just having, you know, I say older, but they were so much younger than me. But they did cornhole, they were shooting pool, and they were throwing darts when I asked, you know, seen them. And they said, you know, first time in, and they just were enjoying it, you know.
Don't say there's nothing to do in Port Huron.
Oh, that's exactly
on Monday
right.
Nights too.
There's plenty at the Wrigley Center. Guys, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much.
Check weather real quick here on WPHM.